Los Angeles is home to one of the largest Thai communities in the world. And today, Thai Angelenos begin celebrating a water festival called Songkran to mark the new year. Many of them will be shopping at Bangkok Market, the first Thai market in the U.S. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco paid a visit.
At the Bangkok Market, you can buy temple bells and bowls for offerings for monks and so much more. The aisles are stocked with rows of fresh Asian produce, noodles, and fish sauce. There are coconut milks, curries, and imported sriracha. Varieties of rice, brown, black, purple, jasmine, even a so-called forbidden rice.
Because only the royalty in Asia could ever eat it. So.
And you can get it here for how much?
You get a 5-pound bag for like $4.
Jet Tila shows us around the market where he grew up working before becoming a top chef. For 4 decades, his family's store has sold inexpensive ingredients key to Thai cuisine. He says many of California's best chefs have shopped there.
This was the only place where they could get lemongrass, kefir lime leaf, curry paste, fish sauce, where they weren't getting gouged for it, A. B, they knew their suppliers. When I became a fine dining chef, that was my in. Everyone was like, oh, you're the kid who used to pack my groceries and deliver my stuff to my restaurant.
Tila's parents opened Bangkok Market in 1972. His mother, Marasi Tila Kamkunkul, says they moved to L.A. with the first wave of Thai immigrants in the 1960s.
Usually we shop at Chinatown. So they don't have ingredients that the way Thai cook. So my husband saw the opportunities, so he decided that, oh, we should open a market right now.
Bangkok Market soon became a de facto community center and a trading post. In the early days, before they began importing items, the family asked friends immigrating here to bring cases of curry paste and fish sauce. They relied on California farms for produce that was only available in the spring and summer. Tila says his family began growing vegetables themselves in the warmer climates of Mexico.
And it was specifically two regions. It was Nayarit and Sinaloa. To this day, by the way, the majority of your Asian produce in the wintertime comes from there, and nobody knows this. My dad literally hand-carried seed. I don't know how legal it was back in the day, but...
Bangkok Market is in a windowless beige building in East Hollywood, an area once home to rival street gangs.
They were all trying to claim territory.
But they left your market alone?
Yep, because they shopped here. Their moms shopped here.
Tila says the market has survived where others did not.
So April 92, I was a senior in high school. The riots popped off. About 30 of us stayed here for 3 days straight, barricaded the doors with rice sacks, jumped on the roof with whatever guns we could bring just to defend our store.
Today, to get ingredients from around the world, all sorts of people shop at the market. Asians, Latinos, hipsters, and exciting new chefs like Louis Tikaram, a Fijian, Chinese, Indian, Australian, who moved here to open the hot new restaurant EPLP. Tikaram chops lemongrass and other ingredients to make Southeast Asian dishes with ingredients he buys at the Bangkok market.
I walked in the doors and that intoxicating smell kind of hit me of all the beautiful, you know, produce. And then I knew I could get everything. Jasmine rice from Thailand was there. All my sauces were there. Palm sugar, rock sugar, coconut sugar. It was the saving grace of this restaurant. So you can thank Bangkok Market.
Like Chef Louis' intriguing menus, Bangkok Market has come to represent some of the most diverse flavors of Los Angeles. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.